Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
Do you think, is that why they haven't signed anyone to an extension? Like, do you believe that's the reason why? Like, Greg's like, hey,
No. I do. I think there's a Broncos freeze right now on everything. On everything.
Agreed.
Oh, Darren.
I agree with Zach. I think it's going to be sweeping changes. I think the ball's been taken out of George Payton's hands.
Well, if you operate one way one year, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have some guys that at least candidates for extensions, and you're not even there's no offers at all. Like, you're not even lowballing these guys. They're not even humoring.
I think there's something different going on.
Talk to me.
I think it's wide sweeping changes, and you're about to possibly go into the Caleb Williams sweepstakes.
Wow. I mean, that would be, oh, man. If only that was this year.
Can't be this year.
No, can't, because we don't have our pick.
You don't have the number one pick. You got
to
get there.
But he's not coming out
right,
this
year. Right, but he's not coming out. He can't.
He can't.
Because there's still this archaic rule that you have to go to college for 3 years. It's the dumbest thing ever.
How have they held on to that rule? But players are getting paid millions of dollars in college. They can transfer. They don't have to sit out. Oh, but you got to wait 3 years after high school before you enter the NFL draft.
You want to know what's interesting? I heard Sean Payton go on Colin Cowherd last week, and he says he believes that in time the NFL will transition to a lottery system and not the static last place.
That's a good idea.
He said because of players like Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is that dude, if you didn't know. By the way,
I don't agree with him.
He took off the other day. They say he can run 22 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And
Russ can run 20.
And Russ told who was it? Robert Smith. 2 weeks ago that he can still hit 20 miles per hour. Dude, if he was on a Vespa, maybe. But I'm watching Caleb take off. I'm like, look at how fast he is. He runs 22 miles per hour.
If Russ was chasing a bowl of ice cream down a hill, maybe he'd get there.
Stop. Oh, now we're fat shaming.
We're not body shaming.
Only person we fat shame is CJ. CJ in the house.
Hey, Stenson Bennett, how old's that guy? Is he your age, Stoke? I'm looking at the Heisman finalists, and I think CJ Stroud is going to have the same sort of beefs that people held against Justin Fields. Dugan looks kind of interesting, but the guy that pops is Caleb Williams.
He's 2 years away.
I get it, guys, but
it's 25 years old, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares?
He's like the least talked about championship, primetime quarterback ever.
They did everything they could not to play that guy, too.
Yeah, Bennett, right? Yes. Yes.
Well, he did everything he could to stay there.
And he's balling. All he does is win.
He does, man. He's got a certain swagger about him that's underrated, man. He's almost got like a Joe Burrow-type swag. Like, everything's cool. I got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 25 in college.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You know what?
Hey.
What do you want?
I'd have a swag if I was 25 in college compared to 18 and 19-year-olds.
That's Hayden Hooker, right? We were just talking about Hayden Hooker last week. I think Hayden Hooker's same age, I believe.
I get it. I've got hesitations about guys like that are dominating 18-year-olds that are 7 years older. I look at Caleb Williams, and I'm like, okay, there's a dude. And you know what you got to do to get him, fellas? You got to bot him out. You got to bot him out on purpose. And you know what? That is exactly what the Broncos should be thinking about right now because it makes the most sense.
That includes just getting rid of Russ after the season?
You get rid of everybody, fellas.
Wait, if you want to bottom out, why would you get rid of Russ?
That is true.
That's funny.
He could probably win you a couple games,
You think he would get you there?
I think with Russ, you're probably going to.
You're 3-9.
Well, you got to change the culture, too. And with Russ, it's the Russ culture. He is the culture.
Yeah.
He defines you. And so just see you later. Get rid of him for whatever you can get rid of him for, even if you got to eat a bunch of the money.
Well, you're gonna have to eat everything. Right, so you're waiting for that contract.
You eat it. You pay off. You Nolan Arenado it. You do whatever you got to do because your goal is to bottom out for Caleb Williams. And then you do whatever you can do to hire Lincoln Riley.
Oh, my.
Lincoln Riley? That's no. No. You talk about Day over there at Ohio State woke up on third base. Lincoln Riley woke up on home plate. So, no, let's not act like Lincoln Riley is a great coach.
Here we are.
D-Mac, no.
It starts with the quarterback, fellas. Give me a better quarterback solution.
That's like going to get Cliff Kingsbury, you know, and then thinking he's going to be this great coach.
It was the right idea.
No, it wasn't. It's been a disaster.
Not a disaster. They've had some good moments, and they paid Kyler a bunch of money.
Some good moments in 5 years.
All right, then move on from
him.
Give me a better plan at quarterback in the next 3 years than Caleb Williams.
Chad Powers.
Chad Powers. I'm not telling you Caleb
Chad
Williams
Kelly
isn't
is not a
great
bad idea.
Option. I just told you Lincoln Riley's not. That's what I told you. I mean,
you
what, has,
match
he
the, you
what
got,
has he done?
You
what
gotta,
has he done? Has he won a national championship?
What has he done? I mean, USC just went from the bottom to the top.
Dude, yeah, you could have put me in that situation. NIL money out the yin-yang.
Yeah,
you're just paying
it's
guys
Southern
left
California,
and right.
Man.
Your quarterback just transferred over. One of the best receivers in college transferred over, and it's USC. It's
painful,
not that hard.
Painful, boys. I know it. That's where we're at right now.
Not that hard.
Who's your better quarterback in the next 3 years? Give me one better than Caleb Williams.
D-Mac, I'm not, if you could get Caleb Williams, that's great. But is that your plan? That 2 years out, that like you're going to tank on purpose? Is that Greg Penner's plan?
Yep.
All right, yeah, I'll run with that. Just make sure you don't waver. I mean, if you're going to just.
What choice do you got, guys? Give me a better alternative.
We can think about it here for a second, right? Before, like, the declarative, this is the plan. It's Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams. Is
I
that
had
where
this
we're
moment
at on a Wednesday. Is that where we're at, or on a Tuesday?
The one thing we haven't discussed enough about is matching the quarterback, the coach, and the GM. We just haven't spent the right time thinking about it. And it hit me today. It was actually Jake Shapiro on Coffee Break that sort of rattled my cages on it. And I was like, ah, gosh darn it, Jake. You got it right, Jake. And I've been thinking about it all day. It is pointless to do anything except if you mention the quarterback along with whatever other changes you're making. So I know it's not great. I know it's not ideal. But it's
not a straight path either, D-Mac.
Well, you gotta try to figure it.
No, but you have to flip the coin over. Like, it's not a straight path. Like, the Broncos are the worst offense in NFL history this year. They're still not getting the number one pick. They have a pretty good defense.
I
still not get it. But I don't know if you do get it, because it's not a straight path. It's not a math equation. To get the number one overall pick, you have to be dead last in the NFL. The Broncos still have one of the better defenses in the league. You're going to bring back Cortland Sutton. You're going to bring back Javonte Williams. You have enough where you're in this area of where you might pick third. You might pick fourth. Like, picking number one is really, really hard to do. I mean, we don't see NFL teams openly tank. I mean, and since we're here, like, name me the last team that openly tanked. Maybe
that's
a decade
tough.
Ago.
I get it.
I mean, with the Indianapolis Colts for Andrew Luck, I mean, maybe. So it's not a straight path, and maybe you end up with the second pick, and it's not Caleb Williams, and this big plan. I mean, it's easy to say right now, but I'd be shocked if that was the Broncos' actual approach, that, hey, we're just going to suck on purpose. We sucked on accident.
Yeah.
Now we're going to suck on purpose.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's a tough path to go down, no doubt about it. But you don't have much of a choice at this point, because you can't name me a better quarterback that you'd rather have in the next 3 years.
No, there's not. There's not. If you told me, I mean, D-Mac, I'm the one who watches college football every single day. I grind over it. I love it. If you told me you have Caleb Williams, yes. Well, let's throw a parade. That's amazing. But I'm trying to be realistic as well. And I don't know if Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams is actually like a blueprint.
I get it. It's out there, I guess.
It's out there. There's no I guess about it. You planning out 2 years in advance Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley, that is out there.
That's the best I can come up with right now. But
I love it. If it happened, that's a while away. I'd be surprised if that was their actual tangible plan.
All right, my man. Well, you can chop it up in the war room, but I'm coming to a theater near you.
Yes, sir.
D-Mac's insane idea for Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams.
You got something new every offseason for me.
Tell you what, man. It's not boring. It's not boring in this head.
You guys see who the Rams just signed?
Yeah, who did they just sign?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that's a good signing by them. All the people that were hemming and hawing about the Broncos, like, oh, my God, he would be terrible here. Why would you? They got Jarrett Guaritano. So I hope you're happy.
Yeah,
so everybody who was like, oh, my God, Baker would be terrible. Well, the Broncos got Jared Guarantano.
Guantanamo.
I agree with you. That was my stance. Like, what does it matter? Why not?
Right, why not give it a shot? Why not try? It's $1 million. Who cares?
It's $1.3 million.
There you go.
Nothing.
It's the same thing for the Rams. The Rams have the third overall pick right now, I believe. They don't own their own pick, so their situation is actually like shockingly similar to the Broncos, despite coming off the Super Bowl. They're going nowhere.
So they're going to find out.
And they're going to find out. They don't own the pick. It doesn't matter anyway.
They're treating the rest of their season like preseason and training camp, which is exactly what the Broncos should be doing. And instead, we're hiring Jared Guaritano.
Yep.
Okay. Great job, George.
Titans fired their GM.
Titans couldn't take it anymore.
How about that?
They moved on.
First place in their division, and they're firing their GM.
Wasn't acceptable.
That's where Greg Penner's like, you know, he's doing inventory of the league. It's like, wait, they fired for what? And, I mean, George Payton is I think he doesn't have the keys anymore, and he is around just as long as Hackett is, and they're both dismissed.
Did you guys enjoy watching future San Francisco 49er quarterback Tom Brady last night?
Hey, we've been talking about that for a couple weeks. That's where both Stokely and I think he's ending up.
I think he's going to go there and win a Super Bowl.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
It was just awesome to watch him drive down the field, score two touchdowns in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Broncos haven't scored a touchdown in 160 minutes.
It's that same. Think about what you just said. That's so asinine. But it's the same movie you've seen time and again. It's like, oh, TBS. Oh, this is where Andy Dufresne, like, he's crawling through the tunnel. He's about to get out into the rain. I love this movie. I've seen this before.
I challenge the real fans, and maybe not the real fans, depending on who you are, to say yes to something instead of no to something. And with that, Zach, bye. We will talk to you later. Nuggets against Dallas with Luka. They got a shot tonight.
Yes, and not only do they have the shot, I think they're going to win. Nuggets historically always bounce back. They don't go on long losing streaks. Dallas played last night, second night of a back-to-back. Get to altitude. Nuggets win tonight.
I love it. It's on TNT, by the way. Everybody can take a peek at it. And first team refs right here on The Drive next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Talking about stuff off the air. What a beautiful day again today, man. I want to get outside.
Real nice.
Get on the. Did you work out with Richie today?
No, he couldn't come.
Oh.
He had a meeting.
That was convenient. Good boy, he was talking.
We did.
Big game.
Legs got crushed today, too.
Yeah.
Tortured.
Did you do all the weights on the legs?
Yeah, it was a lot of kettlebells, a lot of front squats, a lot of box jumps.
Sounds fun.
It was fun.
I just miss riding outside. I haven't ridden outside in forever. And I look at him like, damn, I could get out today. Maybe I should just get a freaking headlamp. I don't know. I've been kind of freaked out about riding in the dark. I mean, I could light it up and do it. It's just...
You're scared of the dark.
I'm more afraid of the dark and the bumps in the road than... I'm not afraid of the cold. The cold is irrelevant. That doesn't matter at all.
What about the bums?
The what?
The bums.
You think the bums are catching me on my bike?
They might.
Really?
Catch you when you're not looking, when you're not paying attention.
Be world-class athletic bums.
You know what I mean? You're like in the grind, and you're looking, and then boom, a bum comes out and tackles you.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of that. I don't have that sense of paranoia like you do, my friends. I'm okay.
For good reason.
I'm okay on that. Yeah, Tommy was great. You watched it last night?
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome to watch. I mean...
That guy, he's intense, man.
44 times. To do that 44 times?
You know what my favorite part was? Him just cursing out everybody on the sideline because he was so pissed off about how things were going.
Yeah, but you see how he was after the game?
Yeah.
Running around like he was a kid again, jumping on his offensive lineman. And
he gave everybody props.
Yeah.
But in the moment, he wants to win. He's passionate about it.
He wants to win.
And he doesn't give a crap what you think about it. And he'll curse guys out, and he'll get mad, he'll be emotional, and then he'll give you a big hug and give you his toothy grin afterwards because he wants to win. That dude freaking, say whatever you want about Tom Brady, that dude wants to win. That
guy no matter what.
No matter what. You know, listen, I'm not.
And they had some adversity on that last drive, big time. They had a penalty.
Of course, it was ridiculous.
Holding call. They threw a touchdown pass, and it was a holding call.
I'm watching the game wondering, can there be a team in the NFL that's going to score less points than the Broncos this week? And Tommy said no. And then Tommy didn't just say no. He said, we're going to win this flipping game. And he went out there and freaking won it.
I saw Chris Harris Jr. over there for the Saints.
Well, tough luck. Too bad. You got a guy on that team who wants to win more than Andy Dalton.
I don't know. Andy Dalton played a good football
game.
He
played fine, but it's just a matter of who really just desires it more sometimes. And then who can pull it off? Who can lead men? Who can get them to victory? You know, Andy Dalton, I feel a little bad because he actually did throw a killer pass on, like, what was it, 3rd and 17?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a dime. And if that ball's, it was a Taysom Hill, I think. I mean, he got rocked by the defender, but that pass was ballsy, man, and it was on point, and that was the ball game.
If you listen to Peyton and Eli, Peyton was like, that was an aggressive throw.
Yeah, because they...
Like, that was an aggressive throw, and he put it right on the money.
They could have run the ball. They never would have got a first down, and they just went for it. And I actually do admire that, and Andy Dalton is a really good quarterback. He is. He's had a great career. He's just not Tom Brady.
No.
And there's just moments still in this dude's life where he freaking proves he's Tom Brady, and it's just mind-blowing.
22 years in. It's just...
Well, what makes you think he's going to retire next year?
Why would he?
I wouldn't. He's already... You know, the family situation is what it is, okay? So, it's not a great situation. I'm not wishing anything bad on his kids. But that decision's been made. And now they just have to move on with their lives and hopefully be okay the best they can as a family. That being said, that the impediment of being a family guy is just not there anymore. And that probably was the only thing that was making him thinking about retiring. It probably was it.
That's it.
And now that's not there anymore.
It's not like he moves around any less, you know, he's not less athletic than he was 5-6 years ago.
San Fran is set up so ridiculously well for him to play for the next couple years.
He's going to go there and he's going to play till he's 50.
And if you're Kyle Shanahan, I mean, you know, man, you've been flirting with it. You may as well say, screw it. We got the team.
Let's get him. Let's try to win a Super Bowl.
You're in the right division. What are you afraid of in that division? The Rams are a mess now. I don't believe in the Seahawks. And the Cardinals are a mess, too. You're going to cruise in that division. You've got the best multi-tool player in Christian McCaffrey. You got Debo Samuel. You got a pretty good offensive line. You got a great defense.
He's got a similar.
Are you kidding
he's
me?
Got a similar NFC setup that he did when he was with the Patriots
in that
division. Because it was a pretty cruisy division, you know?
And he's in that weird, like, they can't tag him. They can't keep him. He can do whatever he damn pleases.
Yep.
And you got Trey Lance, who's a nice young player, but the injury sucked. And they just don't have time. Their team is too good to mess around. Tommy's going to the 49ers. It's pretty clear. I think Schefter was leading us down that path yesterday, too.
I mean, he didn't say no. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say it was like, that's not an option. He's not even thinking about that. He was pretty, you know, in Schefter's way, the best way he possibly can.
I thought it was obvious.
Yeah, it was like, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. So there you go. You're going to have 2 more years at least of Tom Brady. Probably in San Francisco. And you know what? The division he's in right now is garbage. They're going to the playoffs.
I know.
Tampa's
a 500 team.
Yeah, maybe sub 500. That division is trash. Trash. So he's going to
the playoffs. Did you see that Julio Jones catch?
Yes. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. That was just, I mean, dude, it was just beautiful to watch. The whole thing.
And they were pointing out, too, he does not, they kept, God, I wonder if he could talk Gronk into coming back just for the playoffs or late in the season. Because they really are, they don't have the weapons they once did.
Well, you could tell that he was missing that tight end. Like, he threw a couple balls across the middle.
Yep.
That, you know, like, that he's used to having a tight end that could make those catches.
Dude, I watched the whole thing on the Manning cast, too. Second half. I watched the abs, and then I tuned in. Those guys are freaking amazing.
They're just, dude, it's great to watch them break down a game.
It's hysterical. And much.
How they, like, have different ideas on which kind of defense they should be playing. And, like, like the Saints, why weren't they playing too high?
I don't know.
They're playing one safety, and he's not even going to the deepest man.
Peyton and Eli were calling it out immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. They are freaking awesome. Both of them. Both Hall of Famers. Eli will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He's two back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
That wasn't back-to-back, but he's got two of them.
Within 3 years, right?
It was something,
He beat Tom Brady twice.
He did beat Tom Brady twice.
Imagine if Tom Brady won those two.
Well, he went to the Super Bowl nine times.
He'd have eight Super Bowls.
Or is it 10 times? It's 9 times with the Patriots, 6 wins, and then a 10th time where he won. Yeah, no, he's the greatest of all time, and he proves it again. And you know what? If you're San Fran, you got to go all in. And when I think about the Broncos, Derek, because we hem and haw about this, that, the other thing, and I bring up, an idea, and instantly the feedback is kind of negative. Because people are scared about going all in. They are.
Well, we went all in with Russ.
And it failed.
Yeah.
You got to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to do it in the smarter way.
And I wanted to tell you, I have a source that is telling me that...
Talk to me.
I have a hard time even doing this because it's like so out of my... It's just so, it goes against everything I believe in, but.
Talk to me.
I hear that Russ is 80% of the problem. I heard that he is getting the call and then he is changing the plays. I'm not like intentionally. He's given like 2-3 plays and he calls the best one that he thinks is going to work. So I think the play calling is not all on coaching.
Okay.
It's not all coaching.
It sucks. I think there's plenty of evidence when you watch these film breakdowns. The coaching is actually probably better than we all suspect it is. It doesn't matter, though, dude. You gotta make that sucks, probably for a lot of coaches and their families, but you got to make a clean sweep. It sucks. But, George Payton and Hackett, you went along with it, Derek. They did. They knew everything that you get when you got Russell Wilson. And you conceded everything to this dude. And frankly, I don't think there's a better way than to go get Caleb Williams in 2 years. And that is painful because it means another year, Derek, of just sweeping it under the rug and clearing the cap space and just moving on. And, probably not extending big contracts out there because you probably can't afford it. So you're going to have to move on from like Walter Payton, Man of the Year nominee, Dalton Risner. Congratulations, Dalton. That is a honor.
Yeah, big time honor.
That is huge. And you know what? It sucks that
well-deserved.
You probably have to move on from him and just – you probably have to dump salaries left and right. You probably have to just allow all these guys that are up just to go.
I think so.
And I think it's time to tank out for Caleb Williams.
I think it's going to be a couple of years of just bad.
I get it. It sucks. It sucks. And you wouldn't have gotten this stupid situation if John Elway knew what the hell he was doing as a GM.
Yep.
But he didn't. He's the Tim Tebow of GMs. Some good, most bad.
The Tim Tebow.
He's the Tim Tebow. Tell me I'm wrong.
He's a 500 GM.
Tim Tebow's a 500 quarterback.
Yep.
If you want to say Tim Tebow was a winner and all he did was figure out ways to win, I got it. If you want to put on the film and say that dude couldn't throw, I got it. You're both right. If you want to say there's nothing but championships there, fine. But if you want to say there's nothing but disaster, fine. He is the Tim Tebow of freaking GMs.
Yeah, he just could not draft a quarterback, man.
He doesn't understand football, which is crazy.
I think he does.
No, he understands how to play quarterback. He doesn't understand how to put a football team together.
Well, yeah, he doesn't understand. I think he didn't understand, like, which positions were truly, like...
Didn't get it.
Like, this position is important. We have to make sure we keep these guys, these core guys.
But, hey, man.
Like, a locker room. Like, how to keep a locker room. Like, doing that stuff he did with TJ, like, that really ripped us. So that really, like,
You know what John was really good at? Just being a great athlete and a great quarterback. And I bet he would have a hard time explaining why he was like that.
Yeah.
Some of the best can't explain why they do it.
You just do it.
You just do it.
Just show up and you're... That good, you know.
All right, so we're off and rolling. 303-713-1043. You down with doing what it takes to get Caleb Williams? I know it's a couple years away, man, but I think this is the situation we find ourselves in. It's the Drive on the Fan.
It's the Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and T-Mac on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, what'd you want to ask me? Seeing this text about Elway. Hold on, let me read this real quick. D-Mac, we can say what we want about Elway, but his fingerprints are on all three Broncos Super Bowl wins. Well, that's such a dumb comment. With all due respect, no offense.
You said with all due respect.
Whenever we have this conversation, people cannot get over the fact they've had an Elway poster in their bedroom since they were six.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
And they can't separate what's happening in the now compared to the Lifetime Achievement Awards. Derek, I have said this a million times. John Elway is the number one figure in Broncos history. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
They should build a statue of John Elway outside the stadium.
Oh, there will be.
He is that meaningful.
Definitely.
But when you cannot separate what he meant as a player to what he did at the back end of his GM career, which was most of it, and people want to give him way too much credit for two things. They give him way too much credit for Von Miller. He was barely hired. They were the college football season was over when John Elway was hired. He went with the flow. He smartly, lazily, whatever, didn't upset the apple cart with what they wanted to do with Von. Because nobody wanted Von Miller more than everybody in the personnel department of the Denver Broncos. We know that now. And then he gets way too much credit for Peyton Manning. I mean, the smartest thing he did, just like Von, is he got out of the way. And what we know now, it's as much of his ego that got out of the way because he didn't value Peyton Manning that much. If they didn't get Peyton Manning, John Elway wouldn't have cared. It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't his idea. Joe Ellis walked down the hall, knocked on his door, and said, "What do you think?" And it was Joe Ellis who got on a plane in Manning's fourth year and saved the relationship because Elway just wanted to move on. Stop it. Build a statue, Lifetime Achievement Award, fine. But give me a break about John Elway. Golly.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I'm sick of it, man. Because we sit here and we talk about this stuff year after year after year. Save it. And now, listen, George Payton, just a puppet for the former regime, a guy with not much of a backbone, let's face it, he's kind of milquetoast. He was an assistant GM for 14 years. He supposedly was turning down jobs left and right. Why? Because he's picky or he didn't have the guts to actually step up to the plate? What's the real reason? And he sat around in a room when they had a chance to draft a quarterback, do something bold. He looked to his left and sold old man Fangio. And then he looked to his right and he sees Elway. I don't know what he was doing there. He has time on his hands. And he goes, safe move, Patrick Sertan. It was actually the craziest, riskiest thing you could have done. Because you're valuing a cornerback over a quarterback. Gee, thanks a lot. And George Payton ridiculously overcorrects for a guy the Seahawks were trying to get rid of for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because
give them literally everything.
Because you whiffed on everything. Your big brainstorm of Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Big time whiff.
You misread the room. Why would the Packers do it? You got a coach for Rodgers 2 years in a row. You tried to get Aaron Rodgers. You brought in freaking Teddy Bridgewater, and then stupidly, you didn't start Drew Lock, Vic Fangio, like a moron. And here we are. Happy?
It's bad. It's bad, and the future doesn't look bright at all. It looks grim.
You can't do anything this year.
No. Or next year.
Well, I say you try next year in 2024.
Well, yeah, 2024.
All right. You can't do anything.
2023 season is.
No, I'm sorry. You got to try in 2023 because that's going to be Caleb Williams. You got Derek. Derek, you got to try.
It's a tricky situation because you're going to have to do is bring a coach here that can manage Russell Wilson, right? That can.
I get rid of him.
Get rid of Russ?
Yep.
Oh, you're just going to eat all that.
I'm going to eat all the money.
That's a lot.
I get it. It sucks. That's the reason why George Payton will be hitting the skids with Greg Penner. And Greg, I was told Greg listens to this show. Good. Thank you. Greg, I'm talking to you. It sucks.
Wow.
But nobody is holding you accountable for anything right now unless you continue down this insane path. Shut down the store. Shut down the Walmart.
Yep.
Restock. It's a natural disaster, Greg.
Closeout sale.
Closeout sale. You got to redo everything, dude.
Black Friday.
You know
Black
what?
Friday sale.
Do you see what's happening up at CU right now? They're hosing everybody.
Mass exodus.
They're canon. Darian Hagan may make the cut. He's one of the greatest figures in CU history, so okay. But everybody else, Mike Sanford, the holy grail, the guy that got them all fired up, gone. They're all gone. Goodbye.
Yep. Get rid of all that culture.
And you know what CU had to do to get to this point? You know what they had to do?
They had to do something big.
They had, because they bottomed out. They did.
Yeah.
They went to, you rushed the field when you beat Cal for your only win of the year.
That's wild. One win.
They rushed the fields. Your mascot was playing board games to mock your offense. That happened.
I know.
The mascot.
I know.
You bottomed out, and then smartly, Rick George, you're taking a huge chance.
And they're getting some big-time recruits.
And it's so far, it's looking pretty damn good.
You just got a big-time offensive tackle to commit from Ohio.
Yeah, tell me how 380 pounds as an 18-year-old is healthy.
I think he's like 330.
Okay.
He's 6'8", like 330.
That's better.
Yeah.
I read 380 wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Still pretty damn big.
Tell me how that's healthy. It's not. But 330, that's what you want.
So spare me the hemming and hawing and the we got to do little things. And maybe this guy and maybe that guy. Look to Boulder, Broncos. Greg, look to Boulder. It looked to Deion Sanders. I got my own luggage. And it's Louie.
There's no way that Penner is happy with Peyton right now. There's no way. There's no way that he's even like.
He's probably getting a lot of smoke screens, and I hope to hell he's listening to this radio station.
I think he probably is. He's probably listening to what the local media is saying. Got to be, right?
Make sure you're listening to the right local media. That's all I'm going to say there. Because you want to hear excuse makers and apologists? Holy cow.
Who?
They're all over the place.
Making excuses. They're like buttholes. Everybody's got one.
I'm sorry if I'm too angry or upset.
We should be angry. This is terrible.
Yeah.
This is a terrible. This is not even. It's not fun to talk about this.
I'm actually a little inspired by CU. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
They got us. They got me going, and I'm hearing about it. Season tickets are going through the roof.
Through the roof.
People are energized.
Prime time. You got prime time up there, and it's just you're going to see just nonstop content coming
out
of
it. They're debating about it on CNN.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all there's some.
Should Deion have been so mean to these kids?
That's right. All right. You are one of the worst D1 programs, and they're talking to you about you on CNN today?
Yeah.
Good job.
Great job.
You're going to get attention.
Great hire.
Yeah. It's already worked. What do we got? We're getting flexed out of games.
Oh,
we're
games where the quarterback, you have the MVP front runner.
Yeah, yeah.
The MVP front runner, and you're getting flexed out because they know it's going to be a beat down.
It's time to get upset, man. It's not time to just sit here and freaking be okay with things. It's time to be a little angry, a lot angry. Troy Rank is a lot more level-headed than us, but what is the latest news? We'll check in with Troy next.
Listening to The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, Troy Rank is our Denver 7 Broncos insider. Brought to you by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy, man, I hit a breaking point today because I realized that the next quarterback for the Broncos, if they can be in the best situation, is Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is eligible to be drafted in 2023, I guess, right? He's got to play next year. Sorry, so
2024.
Right, so he's got to play in 2023, so in 2024. So that's what I want to do. I want to draft Caleb Williams in 2024. The tricky part is if you think that's the solution, how do you actually get there? I don't know where you're at right now, so maybe I should just start there. But in terms of reestablishing a team, what do you think is the most productive way to go?
Yeah, I mean, to get Caleb Williams, you'd have to essentially, you could cut Wilson, and you take the cap hit, yep, and you play essentially, what, 20, 25 younger players,
yep,
next year? I mean, you'd essentially be tanking next year,
yep,
to get the number one overall pick, because Williams will be clearly the number one overall pick in 2024. So that is one strategy. I don't imagine that would be the strategy of the Penner family. And if it were to be, I mean, then George Payton would be done. I mean, if you asked him to cut Russell Wilson, I mean, he's done. I mean, so you'd be probably blowing out your coach, blowing out your GM, and essentially trying to start over in 2024. It's not the worst strategy given what we've seen play out when they probably should have started a major rebuild here in 2017, frankly, at 2018 at the latest. I just don't see the Broncos taking that posture. That runs counter to everything they've ever done, and I understand we have new ownership, but that runs counter to everything they've done for the last 35 years plus.
And Troy, we should have been planning for the Peyton Manning exit. There was no plan for post-Peyton Manning.
Yeah, the plan, unfortunately, Derek, was your guys' defense was so great that they could just roll anybody out of quarterback and win. And at the same time they made that plan, the league decided that we're going to make it easier, more easy than ever to score points, and that you're going to have a functional quarterback. Because you guys were the anomaly, and that bears out every season since Peyton Manning, that what happened in 15 was the result of a great, historically great defense, an opportunistic defense that scored six touchdowns. Think about that for a second. That 15 defense scored six touchdowns. The Broncos don't have a player on their team that scored six touchdowns this season. So they allowed that defense to cloud the judgment of, we can put anyone back there, including, obviously, the arrogance of, we're going to play Trevor Siemian, and he was arguably the best of the bunch.
You know,
Peyton Manning.
You know,
at least statistically, he has been. He's the only one with a winning record. That used to be two quarterbacks since Manning, with he and Rippon. Rippon's now 1-1. The only quarterback with a winning record since Peyton is Trevor Siemian.
9-7.
If you look back at it, the time to do it was not 16, because you're coming out the title, and you had a really good team then. You should have been in the playoffs at 16. But after Vance's first year in 17, it was clear the team was aging rapidly with more wrinkles than a Sharpay. That was the year to just bang it and rebuild. And they didn't. And they've tried to Band-Aid it since then. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't worked. To D-Mac's point, that's why you would at least look at it as a fan and say, geez, well, we've been better off just scrapping the whole thing and rebuilding around someone who looks like could be the next Patrick Mahomes. That has validity. I'm just saying the Broncos typically don't do that.
Yeah, well, Greg, we're trying to teach Greg Penner right now. Listen, you're proud to see you, Buffalo. I'm going to guess you're pretty excited about things right now. Am I right about that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
I'm optimistic.
All right.
Optimistic.
So does it really matter to you, as long as you're excited and you see some improvement, that you have good things to come? You win 4 or 5 games next year, not the biggest deal in the world, right? I mean, it's okay. You know, you're going to be all right. You believe that it's going to take a couple years, correct?
100%. I think, to be fair to Dion, they went the worst program in D1 last year, they were in the conversation.
Right, so
if they win 4 or 5 games next year, and it might be a little more, but yeah, I think you have to temper the excitement. They're not going to go 9-3 next year.
I think they win 6 to 8 games.
Roster.
If the more they win, the merrier. My point being is the level of excitement to be a CU Buffalo fan is actually pretty good. I'm going to guess the fans in Houston Texans, I bet they're not actually that bummed out this year. I bet they see what's going to happen. They're clearly going to draft a top quarterback, and we'll be moving on. You know, I bet you anything, Texans fans are actually okay. I bet they, you know, are supporting their team and like going to the games overall. It's more fun to win, but there's obviously some sort of strategy, right? I'm going to guess on that.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and if you make it clear what the objective is here in Broncoland, then I think the fans would be okay with the rebuild, as much as it sucked. But it's been 7 years, guys. You've had time to rebuild, and you've chosen not to do it. You look for the fast path the whole way, loads of misjudgment. Troy, in all honesty, you know what? Dude, it's like the Rockies. I mean, the Broncos are the Rockies.
They're worse.
The Rockies have a better winning percentage, Troy.
Yeah, well, that's the problem I bring up with the Rockies. There's no transparency. Like, what is the plan? Is it just to – we're a draft and develop team that doesn't draft and develop particularly well, so we sign vagabond veterans and to try to get to 72 wins every year. And that, in a sense, that's the trap the Broncos fell into. The difference was the Broncos are coming off a championship and got kind of tricked in their mind of thinking, we're close. And then as the further they got away from 15, they weren't close. They weren't. And the issue they've run into now, it's a bigger, it's more of a macro issue, is if you, let's you say you move on from Hackett, which obviously seems likely at this point, you're going to be on, what, 6 coaches in 10 years, I think 8 offensive coordinators. Like, there's no stability. So that's why if you do this, what you're suggesting, it is we're playing young guys, we're tearing it down to the foundation,
yep.
And this is how we're going to do it. But when you do it that way, you have to commit, because the easy thing is to tear things down. The hard part is to tear it down, rebuild, and win. And like baseball teams do this all the time. Oh, our farm system, they just buy themselves years. And then you realize, man, their farm system isn't very good, or they've overestimated these guys. So what you're suggesting can work, but could it work with someone beyond Caleb Williams? That is a fair question. I'm not that excited about this year's quarterback class, frankly, if I'm the Texans. With C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, some of these guys,
right.
I just don't know that they're that guy. Caleb Williams, you could sell me on, is that guy. He looks dramatically different. He's strong. He's not tall, but he's definitely strong arm. He does. I watch him, and I said, that looks like Patrick Mahomes. He's playing Sunday football on Saturdays, and I'm not saying he's Mahomes, but he does things I don't see other guys do, where Stroud, Bryce Young, the kid from Kentucky, those guys, they're nice, but they're not, to me, what guy I would tank for. If you want to tell me you want to tank for Caleb Williams, I could understand that strategy.
All right. I'm talking to a couple of interesting people. So is Derek. We appreciate it, Troy. Not that you're not interesting. You're the most interesting, and we love you. And we'll check in with you next week. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy.
You got it, guys.
All right. Troy Rank, Denver 7. Presented by ROX Rocks Heating Air. I am hearing from somebody, an insider's insider, right now. I know you're talking to some interesting people. And, you know, we got some good dope for you. You want to stick around for it. Big story of the day next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. Telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.